You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the British Library at the Braille 200 event, celebrating 200 years of Braille. And joining me is someone who may know a thing or two about Braille and who is hosting our panel. Good evening, Mr. Dave Williams.
Hello, good evening, Hubert. Lovely to be with you.
Can you, first of all, tell us what brings you here?
What brings me here? Well, tonight, Hubert, as you know, we are celebrating two centuries of tactile literacy. Braille, of course, is the reading system that enables millions of blind people around the world to read with our fingers, making us more educated, employable, and independent. And tonight, we are joined by our sponsors, Dot and Humanware, and 230 invited guests to celebrate tactile literacy together.
What does Braille mean to you personally?
Well, I'm sure you know many listeners will have heard about me talking about the bedtime story when I became a dad. You know, I wanted to be able to read the bedtime story with my son. I wanted to be very present in those moments, and I wanted to be able to do all the silly voices like you would as a parent reading the bedtime story. Also, myself and my wife, we love playing Scrabble, and I actually proposed to my wife on the Braille Scrabble board and waited a long time while she rooted around in the bag to try and find the letters for an answer. In the end, she wrote blank ES, and I thought, well, I'll take that. And then, of course, Braille meant that when I finished the London Marathon for RNIB and the volunteer hung the medal around my neck, my fingers went to the medal, and I was able to read the words "We Run Together" written in Braille on that medal. And so Braille, it's a very personal medium. It connects you directly with the content. You're not connecting with the written word through the filter of somebody else's voice or the voice of a machine. You're able to find your own voice and read for yourself rather than be read to.
How important are events like these when it comes to celebrating Braille and its development?
We are a community. You know, RNIB Connect Radio, it's part of our RNIB community, and communities need cultural events. We need cultural moments of celebration. Of course, we have World Braille Day on the 4th of January, recognised by the United Nations, and that obviously is an international moment when everybody around the world has an opportunity to think about Braille. And so this event tonight is kicking off a year of celebrations. We've done a couple of events at libraries around the country. We're going to be coming up to Scotland at the end of January, going to Northern Ireland in February and Wales in March, and really bringing Braille to everybody and celebrating together with the community. So I think it's lovely to have that focal point. Everybody can use the word, you know, hashtag Braille200 on the social media to help bring everybody together. And it just gives us something to get a bit excited about.
What advice would you give to someone who may want to learn Braille but not know where to start?
Well, of course, before you can read with your fingers, you've got to learn to use your sense of touch, right? And so I would encourage you to start developing your tactile skills. So, you know, you can do that with cooking or crafts or playing a musical instrument. The Lego Braille bricks, RNIB's Braille alphabet cards, they're all great ways to develop those tactile skills. And then there are courses available from the RNIB shop, the Braillist Foundation, which is a group of volunteers that I chair. You know, every week we support, you know, hundreds of people in the UK and around the world on their Braille journey, not just beginners but existing Braille readers who want to learn about some new aspect of Braille or some technical aspect of Braille. So lots of ways to get involved, but like with learning anything, Hubert, as you know, it's a lot easier when you do that with somebody else. Join a group, get involved, find some peer support, find a great, you know, teacher. They are the people that will encourage you and will keep you accountable.
What's the one thing you'd say people need to know about Braille?
It's not a language. It's basically English or French or whatever language that you're working in, right? So Braille is simply a system of representing the letters of the alphabet, the numbers, punctuation, other special symbols like music notation or technical material. It's just a system for representing the written word. That means you can read with your fingers instead of your ears or your eyes, right?
Now, we all love technology and how Braille carries on to adapt to modern times. What would you say to people who are maybe concerned about Braille, who say that Braille could become, quote, extinct?
Well, do we think print is going to become extinct? You know, that's the direct equivalent, right? And just because we live in the age of the smart speaker, you know, we're not hearing from sighted people that they're about to give up the written word anytime soon, right? And I love audiobooks as much as the next person. Large print, of course, very important format as well. And you can get, you know, a lot of that content from, you know, RNIB and other services. But, you know, when you think about labelling items around the home, Christmas is coming. Do you want to read your Christmas cards yourself, Hubert, or would you rather have somebody else read those to you? You know, when you're sitting in a restaurant, do you want somebody to shout out the menu to you, or would you like to have the opportunity to browse that yourself? So Braille is about independence, right? And we don't just celebrate Braille because some blind people use it. It's what it represents in terms of our ability, our capacity as blind people to find the solutions to our own problems, to break down barriers to information, and to stand on our own two feet and read for ourselves. That's what it represents. Braille is very closely linked with, you know, the history of the education of blind people. It's about our emancipation, it's about our ability to participate in society and be independent. And so blind people are no more giving up Braille than sighted people are giving up print.
Absolutely, and I'm sitting here reading questions using my Braille display that I've reintroduced myself into Braille with, so absolutely agree. And to finish off, have you got any funny Braille story or Braille insights?
I remember they put Braille in the lift in a big department store near where I live in Worcester. In print, it doesn't matter which way up you put the letter, the number zero, but in Braille, it does make a big difference. And so they'd installed this button the wrong way up, or they put the Braille label the wrong way up. And so instead of saying zero to go to the ground floor, the button actually read two people. If you press this button, it's going to take you to some people, which was quite strange. Also, Braille comes in, you know, really unexpected places. In 1994, Pink Floyd released their album, The Division Bell, and Braille was molded into the CD box. NASA, they named an asteroid after Braille. Stevie Wonder presented a Grammy Award to Ed Sheeran using Braille in 2016. So Braille pops up in all kinds of weird and wonderful places in terms of popular culture. And of course, Daredevil, that Marvel comic book hero character in that Netflix series, he uses a German-made Braille display to access the written word as well. So yeah, Braille is all around us. It's on our medication packaging, it's on many own brand products in some supermarkets. I was traveling recently and found that in some parts of the world, actually Kleenex have got Braille on their tissue boxes, you know. So yeah, you'd be amazed at some of the places where Braille gets to.
Fantastic. Dave Williams, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Hubert.